You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory. We all have a story.
Was there an understudy?
Or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie. It's my Broadway memory.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the main event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our good news segments, and Season 2 is all of our main event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's good news.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So, Justin, tell me, because this is the first time we're meeting, how do I pronounce your last name?
Sayer.
So Justin Sayer is the brains behind the 8th annual Night of 1,000 Judys, which is honoring Judy Garland and benefits the Ali Forney Center, which is the largest organization dedicated to homeless LGBTQ plus youth in the United States. It will be broadcast live on Tuesday, July 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then will be available to watch for at least a month after. You can watch the event and donate at 1000judys.com. So how's it going? How is the event going? Like, how's planning? Are you excited? What do we have to know? Tell us all the goss.
Oh, sure. I'm very excited. This is our 8th year doing it. And it was an outgrowth of my show, The Meeting with Ram, was the longest LGBT variety show in New York. So, it's been a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community and to raise money for the Ali Forney Center that does tremendous work with homeless LGBTQ youth in New York City. It's not just about finding people housing, it's also helping them get degrees, helping them get job placement, helping them be in recovery. It's a full service organization, and I couldn't be prouder to continue to work with them.
That's amazing.
And what stage of the process are you guys in right now?
Pardon me?
What stage of the planning are you guys in right now?
Oh, I'm writing jokes, and we have all the performers. We're getting the videos all together. We're figuring out how I'm going to try to do a, I think we're going to try to do some sort of silly opening number in my apartment, but who knows what's going to happen, you know. I think it'd be fine just to have a cocktail and be seated, but people want to see my legs, apparently. So,
well, add me to the list, honey.
Oh, well, girl. I don't know.
So you've done this for, this is the 8th annual one. Talk to me about, talk to me about the first one versus what you know, the journey of it, what we experienced in the first one and what we're going to experience in the 8th one.
Well, the first one, again, it came out of my show, Downtown the Meeting, which was the meeting of the International Order of Sodomites, of which I was the chairman, which ran for 8.5 years in New York. And it was a way to give back for, you know, to give back. The show was all about community, and this was a way to celebrate community and celebrate and take care of, you know, those that were often forgotten in our community, and that's homeless LGBTs. The first show was, you know, we've always grown. The first show, I think we did a sketch. I always remember them by the sketch because that's the parts I write. The first one, we did a sketch about the Stonewall riots, where, and now it seems very inappropriate, but we had Ryan O'Connor, who's a wonderful comedian, play a Puerto Rican hustler who kept saying, Yudi, Yudi has died. in years since, we've done parodies of different Judy Garland movies. We did a parody of the Harvey Girls with Everett Quinton, who's a friend, and Charles Ludlam's lover, and part of the Theater of the Ridiculous. We've had wonderful guests. Michael Feinstein came and did the show one year. So every year we really try to up the ante in terms of talent, which we always get a plethora of, and this year is of no exception. We have such an amazing lineup of folks. Nathan Lee Graham is returning, who is just my favorite human being in the face of the planet. If you ever believe in reincarnation, pray now that you come back as Nathan Lee Graham. It seems like a wonderful existence. And this year we're trying the virtual thing. Instead of having people together, we're going to try to do it online and see what challenges and possibilities that can be.
Yeah, what's been, you know, has there been any bumps in the road thus far with transitioning to online, or have you seen that there's been a great amount of support that's, you know, continuing?
There's a great amount of support, really, because I think people are hungry for this kind of entertainment, the stuff that they miss. So I've been still working with Joe's Pub quite a bit. I've been doing online plays of my own with people like Drew Drogi and Sand Pancake. We're partnering with a theater out here to do a month installment of these kind of camp plays that I've been doing. So kind of have the online thing down. Not that there can't be bumps in the road, but we're a little more prepared than the average bear. So I'm excited for that. And so far, everybody's just been very game and very excited about doing it again.
And I'm sure that you get to reach a bunch more people since now it's virtual, right?
Sure, absolutely. Instead of selling it once, we can sell it a couple times.
Yes,
of course. I mean, much bigger outreach with people being, you know, some people don't want to travel. The weather could be bad, you know. I mean, of course, nothing tops live performance, of course, but when it's as convenient as it is in front of the computer, we can all enjoy it. It's the new, you know, it's the new radio hour, I feel like, you know.
Oh, sure.
Which is great. And I really do feel like you guys are going to raise a lot of funds. And I photographed for Dan Fortune some of the artwork that's up for auction.
Yes.
Which is absolutely fabulous, and I might play some of your bands just
get it all.
It's really amazing artwork. So what can we expect? What can we expect? With kind of the interactive element, like it's not just watching, but how else can we donate? How else can we be involved?
Well, you know, you can always go to the Alifornecenter.org, Alifornecenter.org, excuse me. And will be running, I believe, if you can go to 1000judies.com, you can contribute now, you can contribute later. You can, you know, follow me and all the machinations of the program going on at Justin Liz Sayer on Twitter and Justin Elizabeth Sayer on Instagram, because I'll be posting about it for the next few days. So there's lots of ways to be involved, but really, you know, at the end of the day, we like to put on a good show, but it's really, we're so centered on making money for this organization. Through all the pandemic and everything that's been going on in New York, the Allen Fournier Center has never closed their doors. And they've still been taking care of homeless LGBTQ youth. And that's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment, especially in this climate that we're in. So it's time to really put our money where our mouth is, as it is, and really get people out to contribute.
We will definitely link out on our social media and our show notes all this good stuff.
100%. Justin, thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else? Of course. And is there anything that you want to give a shout out to? One last hurrah. You could give us your socials one last time for those that might have missed it.
Oh, well, I'll just, my big announcement today is that I sold my play to Sony to make it into a television show.
Congratulations.
Yes, Ravenswood Manor. I debuted it out here in LA and it just sold. So wonderful.
That's very exciting. You can
follow me at Justin Elizabeth Sayer on Instagram, Justin Elizabeth Sayer on Facebook, and Justin Liz Sayer on Twitter. And you can find all the updates about Night of a Thousand Judies there. And, you know, just keep posted. We have lots going on.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.